Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
السلام عليكم. My name is Nisa. And you're welcome to the Muslim Sister Circle. I'm your host, Nisa, and I have my co-host, Amina.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tonight we will be discussing marrying young, and we have a few sisters who will call to discuss with us their experience about marrying young. And one of my big, I guess, issues with society is that it's okay to have a baby at a young age. That's like acceptable. But when you hear about a young girl getting married, it's like, oh my God, why? Why is she getting married so young? You know?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So
the double standard is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Definitely a double standard. So, I'm trying to also do this live thing on my Sisters of Brooklyn, New York. And I don't know if it's working or not. It says try another way to go live. I guess that's the right way. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think we have the sisters on hold. Let me answer the call. Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Hafsa. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. Hold on one moment. Hold on. We're going to introduce the other sisters. Hold on. We have two more sisters on the line.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Okay, I'm just going to place her back on the back on hold until she can hear us.
Okay, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Hoda, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Hoda. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? I don't know why she can't hear us. Hello? Okay, I'll place her back on hold.
Okay, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Shema. I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Okay, Shema. Okay, hold on, okay? I think the other caller is having problems.
Right.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear us?
Alaikum salam.
Okay. There we go.
State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Layla. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, it looks like we have another person. Hold on. Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Hello, this is Hadra. I'm calling from...
Your phone is cutting in
Hello?
And out.
Can you
hear
me?
Can you state that again? Can you state your name again?
This is Hadra. This is Hadra. I'm calling from New Jersey.
How are you, Hadra? Okay, so we're going to just have a few questions. And, you know, these are questions that I'm sure that some of you have already gotten. And, you know, probably are like, why are people asking me this? But we're just going to ask some of these questions just to see what your answers might be. So I will call on the person, and then that person can answer the question, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you, okay?
Mashallah.
All right, so Sister Hadra, are you ready to answer some questions?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so hold on.
Okay.
So the topic is marrying young. So where were some of you born? So let's go with Hafsa. Where were you born?
Harlem.
Harlem, okay. All right. Layla?
Harlem Hospital.
Harlem Hospital, okay. Cola?
Yemen. I'm from Yemen.
Yemen, okay. And
them all.
Hadra? Hadra, where were you born?
Yes.
Where were you born?
I was born in Belleville, New Jersey.
Okay, so Jersey. So we have Jersey, Harlem, and Yemen. So we're going to have a few perspectives. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I think one of our calls dropped, so we're just waiting to see if she can get back on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Walaikum Salaam. Okay.
I'm sorry, the call dropped, I'm not sure why.
It's okay. If it happens, just call right back, inshallah.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to ask this question to Layla. And then if anybody else wants to answer, they can feel free to answer as well. Shema, is Shema still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, where were you born?
I was born in Queens Hospital.
Queens, okay. Okay, good. All right, so why did you choose to get married at such a young age? And when did you know you were ready? So I'll start with Layla.
Okay. I always pictured myself getting married young. A lot of the girls in my community, they got married young. So me and my family were always going to weddings, and I was, like, determined to be married by 16. Like, no one could tell me otherwise. But, you know, it didn't end up happening that way. Allah had other plans for me. But I was able to get married at 18. You know, alhamdulillah, I completed half of my religion. And I don't know, it's just something I always envisioned myself doing. Like, it was something that always was, like, a happy thought for me to have. Like, I was like, yeah, I want to get married young, family young, and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Shema?
So the question was, how did I feel about getting married?
Why did you choose to get married at a young age, and when did you know you were ready?
So, the reason why I get married at a young age was growing up, like, you know, my family talked about looking to better ourselves and things like that. So, us too, we would go to weddings, we was around, you know, couples who were married, and I even was around young people that were married as well. So I did want to get married at each age. It just looked like, you know, it was something for me. And when I realized that I was ready for marriage, I was about maybe in like 15 years old. I felt like I was mature enough to start that part in my life. But I didn't get married at 15. It didn't happen until a few years later on.
Okay. Okay. And Hola?
Hi. So, like some of the girls said, I think coming from a Yemeni community, it's kind of expected of us to get married young. I got married a little later at 19, but I still thought it was young. So, yeah, it was expected. And to be quite honest, I felt like, I think a lot of Arab girls feel the same way, where you feel like you have more freedom. So you kind of want to get married to be able to do things that you probably won't get to do in your parents' house. Yeah, so that's a honest answer on my part.
Okay. So when you're married, you're able to do more things with your husband, like go out and be together and do more things, I guess, outside of the community.
Yes, so it was a way to kind of start my independent life. Yeah, so, and like things like going to college, my parents were, like they said, super scared of fitna. So kind of encouraged and enforced that it's better for you to get married before you enter college so that you're not, you can stay away from the fitna that there is when you get to college.
Okay. And Hafsa?
I got married, I think it was 4 months or 3 months after I turned 17. I wasn't expecting to get married that soon, but, you know, that was the last plan. I can't really say I knew I was 100% ready. I kind of just said bismillah, and I knew it was in Allah's hands, and if it was going to work, then it would. And if it wasn't, then I would know. Getting married young, like the rest of them pretty much said, I think growing up, you see a lot of young people get married, and I was like, I'm getting married at 16, but that didn't happen, even though I was not that far from 16. But, yeah, it wasn't really something that was completely in plan, but I think it was a good decision because it protected me from a lot of things and falling into certain situations that I've seen people fall into, so on and so forth.
Okay. But this was something you wanted to do?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Hajra? Hajra, are you there? Hajra? I think the call dropped. All right. Inshallah, Hajra, call back if you can. You can just call right back and we'll answer. Okay, ladies. So my next question is, well, basically you all said that this was something you wanted to do, but most people in other communities think that it's something you're forced to do and that the marriages are arranged. So was anyone's marriage arranged, Kola?
Arranged in the sense, because I think people think that arranged is like when your mom gives birth, you know, you're for this man, you know? But I still call it arranged because you don't really meet the person the way that generally, like, non-Muslims meet the person.
Right.
So I would say it was arranged. Yeah, like the man's family will ask your dad, and then your dad will discuss it with you, and you get, you know, the important details, and then you say yes or no. So I would say my marriage was arranged to a degree.
Okay. So, but you ultimately knew the person and got comfortable with them.
Yeah, like we got, like we did the Aqd, the Islamic marriage a year prior. Like we flew to Saudi and we met, you know, and then that's when we did the marriage so that we can like talk over the phone for a year before we did the wedding.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's good. You got to know each other at least for a year.
Yeah, without, you know, jumping right into the quote unquote real marriage. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So, Hafsa, was your marriage arranged?
No. Oh, well, the way the other sister put it, like, I now it's kind of like, you know, well, it wasn't arranged, but we had mutual friends of friends, and he actually came to my sister's wedding, and he spoke to my father, and then my father spoke to me, and then that's kind of how it went. But it wasn't, like, arranged.
Okay. Layla?
I guess the way Sister Khawla put it, in that sense, it was arranged because our families kind of knew each other. Mm-hmm. But basically the same thing. He was talking to my dad one day. Didn't know it was my dad. And then his mom was always, like, you know, asking him about me. He didn't even know who I was. But basically the parents talked, then they talked to me, and then we kind of, like, jumped in it like that.
Okay. Was there, like, a waiting period? How long did you guys wait before you...
Well, we started talking to each other in July of 2017, and then we got married in December. So I would say, like, 5 months that was.
Okay.
But, yeah, but we kind of knew this already, so it was more on a comfortable stance.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was in the community and stuff like that. So it was way different than my sister or the other sister Khawla has mentioned.
Okay. Okay, Shema?
Now, listening to, I used to say it's not arranged, but I met my husband through, like, my dad bringing him to me and allowing us to, like, meet each other and get to know each other. And so we would go on, like, you know, dates when we have just the three of us. And we was able to, like, you know, me and him was able to just, you know, sit down and talk and get to know each other before we even decided to even get, like, engaged. So in a way, I think that's kind of, like, arranged because our meeting was arranged instead of, like, us seeing each other somewhere
else.
Each
other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was certainly my choice, like, if I want to marry him or not. So it was my final decision.
Right. But no one on this call was forced to get married, right? Even though you guys met.
No.
Okay.
No.
Met through dad.
No.
Nobody was forced. Okay. Okay. That's good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. You guys already said how you met. So most of you met the brothers through your fathers or mutual friends. So that was good. That was the question I'm sure you guys get all the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it difficult adjusting to living with your husband for the first time? Let's say, Khawla, when he finally came and you guys lived together, was it hard to adjust to that?
It was hard, not the living together part, but, like, the rat part. Because you're, like, kind of, what is that word? You're sheltered when you live in your parents' house. You don't have to worry about anything, maybe, like, shopping money. So it was really, really hard. The first year or two, just having to worry about rent and bills, that was a really big shock and adjustment to do. And it put a lot of stress, I think, yeah. Because he was just coming in
more independent
from a country. So,
Yeah,
that part of the independence was not fun. yeah, that was not. I was like, oh, my God, I want to go back to my dad. Like, I would literally be there every day. Like, I don't even know why I paid rent. Yeah, because it was, like, living alone was a little scary in the beginning.
Right.
And, when, like, he was not home, too. It was like, what do you do alone? And, like I said, just having to worry about rent. Like, I would literally sometimes be sleepless, like, dramatic. Mm-hmm. But it was really tough adjusting. Yeah, and it put, like, a lot of strain in our relationship in the beginning, I would say.
Okay. But you guys are okay now?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Khawla, Shema?
In the beginning, because, like the other sister mentioned about, like, going to college after you get married, that was the same thing with me. I got married at 19 as well, and I finished high school, and that's, like, when I was in high school, I was having, like, the sit-downs, and I was, like, getting to know my husband, and then when I finished high school, then that's when I went straight to college, but I wanted to get married first, just because I was doing, like, homeschooling, so I wasn't, like, outside and things like that, like, intermingling. So I was a little bit nervous in the beginning to start living with him. So I stayed with my mom. I stayed living with her for months. And he would just come and visit, like, again. And when we finally moved in together, it was fine. Like, it was, you know, it started to become normal because I started to get used to him. But the few things that was a little bit hard was the fact that, you know, like I said, at 15, I wanted to get married. and I got married at 19, but I thought that I was super mature and ready to juggle different things. Like, I had to go to school full-time, and then I had to work full-time, and then come home to be a wife, and that was a little bit of a struggle for me, and I didn't think that it was going to be that much of a of a job. So I felt like I had like three jobs, and it was a bit of a struggle, you know, didn't really have to cook that much. So I would just cook rice and beans and chicken, and that was it. So it's like, I was like, oh man, my mom, and I used to sneak my mom in our apartment when he was asleep, and I would have her like help me cook really quickly before he woke up.
That is hilarious.
So the adjustment was everything, like just having my own independence, like going to work and school. That was an adjustment for me to know that, okay, now I have to do like, you know, wife duties and pay attention to my husband and like give him his rights as well as, you know, still do what I want to do.
Okay, that was very good. So did he ever find out that you were sneaking your mom in?
Yeah, he ended up waking up really late. Yeah, it was really late, and he was like, "Why are you here?" And then my mom tried to run out, and he was like, "No." So he ended up having to take her. So far away from each other, but he did end up, you know. And then he said, "If you need more help, like you can go to your mom's house and like relearn." You know, I was just so used to my mom doing it for me. So, like, he thought it was funny, and then I started to learn more.
Alhamdulillah.
That's so cute. Okay, that so, cute. Hafsa.
Sylvia? Yeah, I'm here. Okay. It wasn't that difficult. I was only 17, and we lived with my parents. So that way we would not have to struggle so much when we were ready to be out on our own. Alhamdulillah, my parents allowed us to stay for as long as we wanted or needed. I live by myself now, but at first, I don't think it was really, I mean, I'm not a shy person, so me being comfortable and, you know, because you get to know them when you're having your sit-downs or whatever the case may be, but it's different when you actually get married.
Right.
So actually adjusting and getting comfortable, it wasn't hard for me. Like, I was just like, all right, here it is, take it and leave it. And that's just that. I was just going to be myself. And yeah, but it wasn't really difficult at all. Alhamdulillah, my parents made it very easy for us, and forever grateful for that. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's good. Alhamdulillah for parents, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Layla, what was your experience? Did you have a hard time adjusting, or was it easy?
I didn't have a hard time adjusting with him necessarily, or with his needs, stickiness, or anything like that. It was more so being comfortable with the other family, because, like, I have in-laws now, and I'm like, I don't really know how to act around them. Like, I'm only used to him, so I just stayed for a very long time. Like, the first 2 months we were married, I just stayed in our back room, and I ran and cooked some quick meals and just brought it all back to the room, because I didn't really want to be awkward around them. I didn't know what to do or anything like that. Like, I was mostly comfortable with him and all the stuff, you know, like, he needed and laundry and stuff. Everything was just close by. So when I saw them, I get them out, but I just keep it moving, because I was awkward around them at first. But now, everything's way more comfortable. Like, it wasn't even difficult adjusting to him at all. It was more so living with his parents, like, because we stayed with his parents. But everybody was really nice to me. Like, I have no in-law drama, alhamdulillah. Like, everybody is really, really nice. Like, daughter loves them. She's comfortable over here. All that is good. So it was more so them than him adjusting to, because my parents taught me how to cook, how to do all that stuff. So it was really, really easy. I can't complain.
Good. Alhamdulillah. So now, what is the hardest thing about getting married young? Is there anything that was hard for you, Layla? Anything that you could think of?
I don't think of anything necessarily hard, but maybe learning to communicate, because I was used to living with my sisters all the time, and we shared a room. And then anytime there was an issue, we just argue about it really loudly. Nothing happened. And that's different than when it's an actual practice. Arguing with it, because it still sits there and it festers. So learning to communicate, one of the hardest things for me necessarily, because I know I have a smart mouth and a tendency to talk back a lot. I know I do. But I learned on how
did you get
Sahabi.
That from?
Wow.
I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying.
Yes, Layla, who did you get that from?
My father. But anyway, so.
Alhamdulillah.
I learned how the Sahabiyas were towards their husbands, and I would listen to lectures and help it amp me up and stuff. And I listened to one specific lecture that it was about the Hurun and even the women of Jannah. And it says, and you have arguments with your husband, or you talk bad to them, or you're rude to them. The Hurun say, may Allah destroy you. He's only your temporary husband, and he's waiting to come to us. We're waiting for him to come to us. And I can't lie, I got a little jealous when I heard that. So I started trying to be a little bit better as far as communicating what I said, how I said it. Things of that nature. And then I worked on communicating with him. That was really the hardest thing that I can say, honestly. Like, nothing else but that was the hardest thing. And I'm not going to lie, we're still working on it, but it was way better than it was in the beginning. So I can't say that.
Alhamdulillah. That's good. Okay, what about Hola?
Yes, exactly. Now that they bring it up, besides the financial hardships, I was also a student, and I was a great student, but not as great of a wife. I think it was really hard to juggle. Yeah, it was really hard to juggle that part. And I'm remembering that as I'm hearing them speak, because I graduated already, so I kind of forgot. So I was, not the best wife. I'd give him cereal for breakfast, and he's like, what the heck is this? And I'm like, this is breakfast. This is America. Welcome to America.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that was – he hated, when he would see cereal, he goes, I feel nauseous just looking at it. So that was hard. But I've gotten better. I've gotten way better with that part because maybe now I'm home. But that was hard. And, yes, communicating, as Leda said, communication is still difficult. But I've calmed down a little bit with the way I communicate.
Right.
I'm kind of feisty, and it does not work when you're with your siblings. You can fight and then hug it out, but when you're arguing with your husband, it's not that easy. So I've learned to also calm down and try to communicate better.
That's good. Alhamdulillah, because communication is so important, you know.
Yeah.
Right, and patience is important too.
That too.
Yes, ma'am.
We have another caller. Let me just answer them and see if they have a comment or they want to join the conversation. Hold on. Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's me. It's Alexis. No, I don't have anything to say. I'm just calling and listening for support.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we want you to listen in on the link, because the call log, if it gets too full, no one else could call in. So do you have the link?
So the radio, the link. Okay, I'll listen in on there.
Okay, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your support. Love you.
Love you, bye.
That's my sister. That's my sister, y'all. That's my sister.
Hey, sis.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she always has to call in. I didn't even recognize her number. Okay. So, Shayma, did you answer that question yet? What was the question? I don't even know what the question
was. What was the hardest thing?
Oh, yeah. What's the hardest thing?
I think Shayma answered.
I agree with, Sister Kaula and Layla. The communication was... still is, and I've been married for 5 years now. Communication is still something that we do on, and it's definitely got much better because we got older and more mature. But instead of me being able to talk about things, I would act more on the emotional side, whether going back and forth, because I was raised with a bunch of sisters too, so that's that's basically how we communicated as well. Or we just don't talk about things and just give an attitude. So that was one main thing. And then I would say definitely like the juggling the different lives. And I was used to, you know, getting permission from my parents and stuff like that, but I still had more like freedom to do things. But I didn't know how I felt about having to ask someone that I you know, I didn't really know him all the way. Because it's different when you live with somebody and you finally live with somebody and you're there with them by yourself and things like that, you know? So, you know, having to ask him, oh, can I go out with my friends and things like that, that was a little bit different for me. That was a little bit difficult for me because I felt like, oh, I have independence now. I didn't know I had to ask for, you know, if I can go hang, if I can go to the mall, if I can do this and that, you know, out of respect. So that's something I had to learn, and more about, like, maturity. Like, my mature level wasn't what I thought it was. I felt like I was, like, you know, in the mentality, like, oh, I'm young, I want to go do this, I want to do that. I had that mentality, and I didn't even know I had that.
Right.
So, alhamdulillah, my husband was able to, like, you know, just, he was more mature than me, he's older than me, so he was like, no, you can't just do what you want. Just because you're, you know, like, he's like, no, there's
you
ways
feel like
to go about it. Yeah, I got a job. I'm in college. Like, come on, I can do this. I can do that. Things that I didn't get to do when I was living under like my parents' roof. So
right.
That was one thing that adjusted. Like, I was just like, oh, I didn't know how to ask for every single thing. So that was, and that also ties into like the communication. Like, instead
right.
of saying, oh, I'm going. I had to say, like, oh, is it okay if I go out, you know, like, do you mind, instead of saying, you know, I'm going out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's just a respect thing, you know, out of respect, you just, you know, inform him, let him know
right.
that this is something that you want to do, and see if he's okay with it, because at the end of the day, he's, you know, your protector. So
right, yeah.
he wants
and
to make sure that you're okay when you're out here in these streets, you know?
Yes.
As long as he knew, like, if I was okay, like, you know, with whoever I was with. And, you know, like, he was okay with it. He didn't say, like, no. He just, out of respect, he respected that I asked him first instead of just went and did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hafsa?
I think the hardest part for me, well, communication, that was something I'm like everyone else. I think I like to communicate rather than you shutting down or just not, you know, trying to talk about it. I like to talk about the situation, figure it out so we can move past it.
Mm-hmm.
That was something, and, you know, sometimes still is something that, you know, we have to work on. But I think the thing that was the hardest for me at first was, you know, me growing up very quickly and having to make a lot of adult decisions and make decisions for myself that I wasn't expecting to have to make so soon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just I was 17, just turned 17, and now I'm basically, you know, my husband's, you know, taking care of me and stuff, but I'm not really – my parents aren't really in charge of me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just – growing up quickly and, you know, other girls my age, even though I knew girls my age who were married, I knew a lot of girls who weren't. And like Shayma said, going out with your friends and doing this and doing that. Sometimes it felt like, you know, like, not like missing out, but it was almost like I said, it just felt like I had to, like, you know, grow up kind of quickly and just become a wife. And I had some responsibilities and I had to fulfill his rights so that he could fulfill mine. So...
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the hardest part for me.
Okay, yeah. All good answers. You guys are growing up. I just can't believe it. Okay, let me move on. Don't be emotional. Okay, you're not getting emotional. All of you are my babies. Known you since you were little munchkins. Okay. All right, so my next question for you guys. Amina, you're going to ask the rest of the questions, yeah?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, ladies.
Wa alaikum salam.
Waalaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. So, first question. Do you guys, and do any of you guys wish that you had married older instead of the age that you actually married? Hajja, you can answer this first, inshallah.
No, I think Hajja dropped. I'm sorry. Hajja's call dropped.
Oh, mashallah.
Never call back, yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, Khalsa, how do you feel about that question?
Who did you ask for?
Cola. Cola, I'm sorry. Cola, how do you feel about that?
Yes, so I always think about that, and I don't like to say that I wish I did, but honestly, I wish I did, knowing what I know now. I feel like it would have been nicer to get married once I was more established in a sense, but I know that I got married because I wanted more freedom to be able to go to college, but like everyone said, juggling it was super hard, so I think it would have been, for me, better to like maybe like 22. You kind of know what marriage is all about, and you kind of don't have the issues that we had early on with communication or, like, immaturity. So I always think about that question. I always do wonder what it would have been like if I had waited to, like, 22 or 23, how different it would have been.
Let me just tell you, waiting until 22, 23 still is not a big deal because I got married at 22, and I feel like we just wasn't ready.
It was the same.
Still, you know, very immature. We didn't know one thing about being married, one thing about being a wife or and being a husband. So, you know, that is something good to think about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got married at 22 as well. So I don't know if I say that I wasn't ready. It was just very new.
Right.
It was just very new. Being a new Shahada and being a newly married woman, it was just a lot to learn. But alhamdulillah, my husband was very patient. So I am very, very grateful for that. Alhamdulillah. Layla, would you like to answer that question?
I don't wish I waited because it would have been bad for me if I waited until I was older to get married. I just know the type of person I am. I want to fall into any fitna, any more fitna. I just wanted to get married, and I was like, whatever happens, Allah planned it. It was in His book, and I just rolled with it. Maybe have some regrets or concerns during the marriage, but not necessarily getting married. Like, me and my husband were on the same page with that same thing. We were like, why we gotta wait? Let's get married, you know? So, alhamdulillah, no regrets.
Alhamdulillah. Shema, what about you?
Definitely agree with Layla. Like, I don't regret getting married young. I definitely believe that it was really like a protection for me. And also, even though some difficulties, like in the beginning, with school and work and things like that, alhamdulillah, my husband was really supportive, and he, you know, he understood that I was young, and I communicated to him that, you know, it was going to be a big thing because I never had, it was my first, like, real job, you know, working full-time, and then it was my first time being in college. So he understood that, and he was also, like, just finishing his college. So, like, I really do... Like, I do, like, I would say, I'm glad that I was able to get married young because then I was able to grow with him and he was able to help me. And, like, you know, I'm more, like, the goofy and fun type and he's more serious. So we kind of, like, really balanced each other out and taught each other different things. So we really grew together and I'm, like, super, 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 like, I'm happy because, especially my Islam, I was able to learn so much more than, you know, than before.
Mashallah.
So I'm really, like, grateful for that decision.
Alhamdulillah, that's really beautiful, Shema, mashallah. And Hafsa, what about you? Do you wish you would wait until you got a little bit older?
I agree with both Shema and Layla. What Layla is saying that, you know, everything was written and this was Allah's plan. So I don't wish any differently. And I agree with Shayna in saying that, you know, you grow with a person and you get to learn this person and they get to learn you. And with every difficulty comes ease. So Allah closes one door, He opens another. So when things get hard, you just, you know, you keep on going. And, you know, I learned that when you're married and you're facing some problems or difficulties or whatever the case might be, when you get closer to Allah, Allah brings you two closer together. And that's something that I have definitely experienced personally. And I feel like that's something that I always repeat to myself. And, you know, like they said, it's in Allah's plan. So, no, I don't wish that I waited, because I feel like it protects you from a lot of things. And also, like the other sister mentioned before, you do get to do things that you wouldn't be able to do if you were not married. Like, you know, you get to travel at a young age or go places or do certain things without your parents' supervision. You get to do this with someone who's going to grow to be your best friend. So,
right,
you know, I don't wish that I waited.
Okay. Well, this next question goes out to any of you young ladies. You guys can answer it at will. What are your expectations about marriage as an entity, and what are your expectations from your husband? Anyone?
I think Hafsa's call dropped. Hafsa's going to call back.
Okay, inshallah. All right, lady?
I would say my expectations for, like, what marriage, and, you know, I was raised on is, like, marriage is a whole. Like, you know, you have your partner. They're supposed to be there for you. They're supposed to support you and, you know, like, grow with you. So, you know, I had that expectation getting married. And actually, when I was, like, learning about my husband and, like, you know, like, we were, like, dating and things like that, we spoke about that, you know, like, being able to grow and uplift each other and teach each other, you know, different things. And like Hafsa said earlier, like, you know, be best friends with them.
Alhamdulillah.
So definitely, like, my expectations was met. Yes, we had, like, some difficult times because, of course, we're not going to always agree on the same thing. So it did give, like, a, you know, like, a little difficulty sometimes, but that's, you know, that's normal in a relationship. And that's where communication comes in. And that's what I wish that I could have learned more about, is, like, how to communicate efficiently with your partner. But alhamdulillah, we're met, you know, with the whole supporting and being there for each other and things like that.
Alhamdulillah, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Awesome. Would anyone else like to answer that question?
I'll answer.
Okay, which one is that?
That was Hafsa.
Oh, Hafsa. Okay. Maybe it was Cola that dropped. Okay. I don't know, it was a 347 number. Okay. Go ahead.
So I feel like, yes, my expectations were met. What I expected in the person I married was somebody who was going to have my back no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously provide for me and take care for me. You know how to correct me when I'm wrong, in a nice way at least. Somebody, you know, that was basically what I was expecting from marriage. And growing up, how I seen my parents treat one another, like, I know they, just like every marriage, had their ups and their downs, but my father has I've never seen my father disrespect my mother and vice versa. And that was something I think that, you know, I was never going to let a man treat me any less than how my father treated us or treated my mother. And that was something that was like number one on my list. Like, you're going to treat me right no matter what.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I got that. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, the time is going so fast,
you know. We all from Harlem, so. I'm from Brooklyn, though, you know.
But it's okay.
We're still all New York, so you know.
Exactly. this is a question that I'm curious to hear the answer to. Do your parents still take care of you? Or did they take care of you while you guys were married? Or are they still taking care of you now? What's the status?
I'll answer that first. My parents take care of me still. Anything I need, and if they have it, they'll give it without blinking one eye. But, of course, my husband was the one who was taking care of me. So
So
right.
he's you know, after a while, he's my provider, and he's the one mm-hmm. who's responsible. But I knew that if he didn't have or if I didn't think he'd have it, I'd ask my parents to they'd take care of me and him if he needed something. So
right.
I'll say yes. If I need something, I'll know they have it. They'll give it to me. No matter if it's monetary, anything. So I'll say yes and no.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Anyone else?
I'll answer. So, like Layla said, my parents are always going to be there for me, like they've told me 1,000 times. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because my call had dropped before, so I wasn't sure.
No, you're fine.
My parents are always going to be there for me no matter what, and they would give me the clothes off their back if they had to. However, my husband does take care of me, and when we got married, he knew and my father knew, like, you know, look, I'm giving you my responsibilities of my daughter. You're supposed to take care of her, you're supposed to provide for her, maintain her. And that's what he did. You know, he takes care of all my wants and my needs, alhamdulillah. And so, yeah, that's it.
Okay,
that's
good.
Shayma?
Yes. When we first moved, like when we first got married, and I'm still living with my mom, my husband actually started paying rent for me, even though my mom didn't ask for it because she was willing to continue to, you know, provide for me and things like that.
Okay.
So we were there, and, you know, my mom, even now, my mom, like, cooks for us still because she loves cooking, and I do go to her house if I want to go, you know, stay for a month or, you know, a few weeks. And my husband will come visit, but she's, you know, she always says, like, she's there for us whenever we need. She'll come to New York and she'll bring us stuff like food and things like that. So, I mean, she doesn't take care of me fully now, but, like, you know, emotionally, and if I need anything, like, she'll be there for me. Alhamdulillah, like, my husband does take care of me since, like, we got married. But he knows, alhamdulillah, like, if he needs anything, you know, my mom is there, and even my grandmother, even, like, when we had to get a place to stay in New York, my grandmother was there to, like, open her doors to us and was able to give us a stay.
Alhamdulillah.
Tola, you want to answer this question? Tola, are you there? Repeat the question, please.
Yes, the question was, do your parents or did your parents take care of you, or are they currently taking care of you during your marriage?
So in the beginning, I forgot to mention, but in the beginning, we moved out, and it was so hard to pay rent mm-hmm. because Hamid had just come in. And he didn't speak English too well, and it was hard for him to get a job. So we actually moved back to my parents' house for a couple of months until we got on our feet again.
Okay.
And now, alhamdulillah, we're doing better, and he's able to support us, and we're doing much, much better. Alhamdulillah.
You guys answered that question really well, mashallah. So, let's see. Okay, our time is going so fast. Let's see. Okay, I guess this would be probably the final question. How did you or do you guys manage being a wife and juggling your other things that are going on in your life? Anyone can go ahead and answer the question, Shala.
I can answer if you have anything. Even though I've been married for 6 years now, I still feel like I could do better. Because in the beginning, being a student, that kind of took a lot of my time. And then when I had a job, that also, I feel like I was not fulfilling my duties like I should. And I mm-hmm. kind of had that young mindset where it was like, oh, whatever, like, you know, I'm doing my thing and I'll do whatever I can. But now I know that I should have done better.
Okay.
And now I have a young daughter, so I feel like I'm a better mom than I am a mm-hmm. wife. Which kind of, I get down about it sometimes, but I don't know. Like, as long as
her name is Leila, so I love that name. As long as Leila's fed and clothed, like, she comes first and she's my priority, and I feel like my husband senses that. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm just not a good, like, if I'm just, that's my personality. Or, it's not my personality. I do need to do better. But, yeah, I still find it a little bit hard juggling being a good wife and fulfilling my duties while I have other roles, you know?
Mm-hmm. You guys are young. You guys are so young in your marriage. You know, it just takes some time and some work. You'll get it. And it sounds like you're doing fine to me.
It's been 6 years.
Right. So,
I don't know what I've learned, but...
No, but yes. But Amina's been married for over 20 years, right, Amina?
Yes, I think it'll it'll be 24. And,
and you are a mom of how many? Five.
Mom of five. Mom of five. Grandma of one. Mashallah.
Right. So you've been juggling. So how do you manage it? And you were
I always was home. I always stayed home with my kids. Just up until 2 years ago where I went and I started teaching at my younger kids Islamic private school. So that was a very interesting experience because I hadn't worked out the home in 18 years. So it was nice. But, you know, working full time, coming home, still being mom. For me, as long as I have a schedule, I'm good because I know what I have to do. I keep my times together. I mean, it wasn't always easy because I was tired because my day started at 3 o'clock in the morning. My husband had to drop me and the kids off to school very early so that he wouldn't be late to work. Kind of long. So it was a lot, but you know, I'm home now where I'm glad I'm back home. I mean, I like being home. I really don't have an issue with being home. That's what I've always really wanted to do. I love being a mom, love being a grandma. So, you know, you have your times where you're tired, you're exhausted, and you're like, I'm ready for this day to be over.
Right.
But, you know, for the most part, you just got to do what you need to do so you won't drain yourself. Take your time. If something doesn't get done that day, inshallah, tomorrow's another day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stress yourself out about the little things.
Right, right. And,
I'm reminding myself of this first.
For yourself, too. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And now that my kids are older, you know, I get to, you know, go out with my friends and, you know, they're asking me, where are you going? They texting me, where are you going? Where are you at? I have one husband. Which is so funny. It doesn't bother me because that shows that they care. They're thinking about their mom.
Right.
So I love that.
Right.
Mashallah. But, you know, it's I get to do a little bit more now because I don't have to drag the kids with me. Because my kids are everywhere with me. And he said, you remember. Kids are always with me.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, that's just how we rock. But, you know, just take your time. Like you said, Nisa, make time for yourself so that you don't go insane.
Right. You have to.
Because you need that time.
You do.
And it's easier for the brothers, I think, to make time for themselves because they have different responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just my opinion. So when it's time for you to, you feel like you need that minute, you need to take it. Like, babe, you know, I need a few minutes. You know, I'm going to go hang out with Sister So-and-so. You good with that? All right, dinner's done. Mm-hmm. It's late. Sound like them. I'm telling you, that's what I do. You know, you got to do what's going to work for you and your husband so that he doesn't feel no type of way. You know, and, you know, you guys are good. But you got to get your time. That's for all you guys. Get your time.
Layla, how do you juggle? Layla, how do you juggle it?
Well, like my mom said, 1 week. I can say that time I go with friends, I go out to the mom, go spend the night.
Speak up a little bit more.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak a little louder.
Is that doing in the background?
No, I'm in the car by myself.
Okay.
So, like my mom said, make time for yourself. Anytime I wanted to go over my friend's house or go to the mall, go out to eat with them, every now and then we'll have a sleepover. My husband will keep my daughter, or my mom will keep my daughter, and I'll stay for one night, and I'll come back, and I'll have that breather. And when he wants to go hang out with his cousin, or he wants to go to his mom's house by himself, he stay for a weekend or whatever, he does that. Make lists because if you don't, you'll procrastinate and you'll have a mental breakdown. So make lists for yourself, because that's what I have to do, because
right.
That's a good idea.
It anxious really fast. So if I don't have a list, I feel like everything's going to crumble over and nothing's going to go right. Make lists, that's how I feel. Right? But my mom, she'll watch De Niro for me when me and my husband want to go on dates. She'll watch it. She'll watch it for us, no matter, like, if it's last minute or not, she'll watch it. No problem. So I have a lot of help. That's also what helps me stay organized. I have a lot of help.
Yes,
like, even
support.
Anything that I need, they'll give it to me. No problem. If I need to drop them there off for the weekend, they will watch her.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's really about staying organized and so you can keep your sanity, but also just make a lot of drive, because at the end of the day, that's the only person who can truly help us in the law. If we're struggling with anything, make the house in the middle of the night. Help yourself stay, you know, focused. Because it's not only about the dunya and materialistic things. It's also about the akhirah. So you have to make sure that you turn to Allah always. It's always about religion. And
right.
If you don't do anything in your religion that's going to help you, then you're not going to get any help in the dunya at all. It's going to be pointless.
Mm-hmm.
So just stay organized and always offer.
Right.
Good. Just a reminder.
Okay. So Shaima, you're also a mom. How do you juggle?
Well, definitely, I mean, some people kind of, like, criticize me for doing this, but while I was pregnant, I still was in school, and when I gave birth, I looked to finish school, so alhamdulillah, I was able to do that.
Why did they criticize you?
That's
just
a wonderful thing.
I went back to school when my daughter was 3 weeks old, because
okay,
I had to finish.
You have support.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then after that, I was working in the hospital, so I had to go, you know, be out by 5 o'clock in the morning and didn't get home till 5 p.m. to still, like, you know, be a wife and make sure I used to make sure, like, my mom taught me to make, like, different meals and freeze them. And my husband didn't know I was doing
that.
Like, she's the queen of that.
Yeah. Freeze them, and then be like, oh, you know, the food is almost done. I'll be like, it's okay, don't worry. Like, I'll get something ready for you, and then there'll be, you know, multiple meals for the week. So I didn't have to worry about off from school and work, because I had to go to the hospital and go to school. And still, you know, I was still breastfeeding. I breastfed, alhamdulillah, for like a year and some change. So I was still doing it all, and alhamdulillah, like that freezing the food really, really took, you know, really like took a lot of pressure off of me. And then, you know, like Layla was saying, a schedule. I need a schedule. Or no, Layla was saying a list, and Sister Mina was saying a schedule. I need both.
Yeah.
I need both of them. Or it will not work. It will not work for me. I will go crazy. I would have a breakdown. I will get, you know, like really, really like anxious. So definitely I need to have a schedule. And even so much, like, alhamdulillah, I was, like, reading a lot of mommy blogs and stuff, so I was able to fit my daughter on schedule at 4 months, because she had really bad patterns, and it was not working out with, you know, my relationship with my husband, and, you know, she would cry all night, and then I had to go out to work and school in the daytime, so it was really, really hard to at first, but alhamdulillah, we was able to establish that in COVID.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we have 60 seconds, and the show will be done. The show is going to cut off on us. But I thank you all for calling in. I really appreciate it, and you guys did such a great job. I'm so happy that you all are doing well. You guys are growing so wonderfully and being great wives and great moms. Alhamdulillah. I appreciate you. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies, and keep up the good work.
Yes. Okay, thank you for listening. This is the Muslim Sister Circle. And next week's topic, next week we won't be on air. We'll be back the following year. So everyone be safe. Wear a mask. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر